Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Mr. Mark Morgan, former immigration official with the Trump administration. And I wanted to get him on because I wanted to get his take on, first of all, what's been happening with the new Biden plan that has been put into place that I'm not sure is working very effectively, doing anything, and all of the crime and the recent terrorist suspects that have been arrested. Mark, thank you very, very much for joining us as usual. Tell us your thoughts about, first of all, this plan that that Biden put in place with his executive orders. I thought he couldn't do anything about it.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's so many levels of hypocrisy. We don't have enough time to talk about it. But remember, the first couple of months, he issued over 90 executive orders that dismantled and destroyed the network of tools, authorities, and policies that we had in place under President Trump that I believe led to the most secure border in our lifetime. So for 3.5 years, I believe the majority of the Americans are paying attention, knew that he was full of BS. I mean, literally, he uses his executive authority pen to dismantle it. So if he would have taken that same pen to just reinstate what he destroyed, we'd obviously be in much better chance. And think about this. So just 5 months before the election, after 3.5 years of saying, quote, you know, I've done all I can, just give me the power, referring to Congress, somehow he reaches into his presidential magic trick bag and pulls out an executive order. But George, it's very important. This executive order, let's be honest, it was never meant to shut down the border or close the border, not for a day, not for an hour, not for 10 seconds. This bill, this I should say executive order, was not a meaningful, you know, action taken by the president to actually address the border security crisis. What he is doing is, through this action, is he's trying to address the crisis at the polls for himself, because he is way upside down on this issue. So he's just trying to feign like he's doing something. At the end of the day, and the data shows it hasn't changed a thing. And it's not going to, because it's filled with loopholes, exemptions. Again, it's meaningless.
And, you know, this situation, this more recent situation of a woman being killed in Bel Air, Maryland, by a Salvadoran illegal alien that came in. You know, it seems like we are repeating history. The Salvadorans that came in the 1980s and organized themselves to defend themselves against, well, as I recall, the Chicano gangs in L.A., and they defended themselves and organized themselves, and now we've got Venezuelan gangs coming in. Don't we learn about history, buddy?
Yeah, George, look, this is such an important question we don't talk enough about. So when I was in the FBI, I actually supervised the MS-13 gang task force in early 2000. And what our government failed to do then was recognize the issue that was being created, and we came late to the game. By the time we recognize MS-13 as being the most violent, prolific transnational gang we've ever seen, it was too late. It was already in you know, just significant volume of major metropolitan cities, and that was in the early 2000s. And again, how did that happen? That happened through illegal immigration. El Salvador, as you said, coming here through protectionism, they started to form a gang, and then it was this vicious circle, sending them back, and they would come and just continue in a revolving door of gang recruitments. Recruitees continued to go, and then MS-13 took hold, and it still is a thriving transnational gang. We're literally repeating history when it comes to the Venezuelan gang. And it's even worse, though, because they're already active gang members from Venezuela. So we have people that illegally entered here, or this administrator let them in, and they're actively recruiting their gang friends from Venezuela to come. And we're literally behind the wheel. We're literally repeating history, George. And, you know, with respect to the Rachel that was allegedly savagely murdered by an illegal alien, you know, how many more, George? I mean, we had Ruba Garcia before her. We had Lakin Riley before her. And before Lakin Riley, we had, you know, Molly Tibbetts, Kayla Hamilton, Elizabeth Medina. I mean, we don't have enough time to rattle off all the names. When are we going to just be honest, set aside our politics and our ideology, and look at the data and the facts? And that illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. In the first 3 years of the Biden administration, ICE arrested 163,000 criminal illegal aliens in the United States, 4,700 murderers. Let that sink in. In 3 months, 163,000 criminals, illegal aliens in the United States, and 4,700 of them were murderers. Border Patrol, in the same time period during this administration, have arrested over 48,000 criminals trying to sneak in, of which we're getting close to 200 were alerted for being murderers. George, I mean, when are we going to wake up and say, and I mean, we're literally playing Russian roulette with our nation's safety in the name of politics and perpetual power.
You know, what's very, very interesting is two things. First of all, a couple of weeks ago, the Biden administration released some statistics from the FBI that said that crime, violent crime, was down. At the same time, there has been a drumbeat from these pro-open borders organizations saying that illegal aliens don't commit that much crime. They literally put it that way.
They do a per capita thing, right? So it's the Cato Institute. And by the way, the Cato Institute, the analysis that they've been using and still being utilized by open border advocates and Democrats, first of all, it's old, it's outdated. And the Cato Institute, it's been proven, and they finally had to admit that their analysis is faulty to begin with. So just on a baseline, their analysis is faulty. But besides that, put that aside for a second. Is our litmus test going to be, let's just take it at face value, George, should our litmus test be that illegal aliens commit fewer crimes than Americans? Is that the test? So when in the past 33 and a half years, we've encountered 10 million total nationwide encounters, plus another 2 million known gotaways, does it give... you know, Rachel's family or Ruby's family or Lakin's family, and I could go down the list, does it give them any comfort when Cato, some jackass from Cato, says, well, per capita, though, illegal aliens commit fewer crimes? It's an absurd argument. And again, how many is statistically inconsequential? I just gave you the data. In 3 years, 163,000 criminals ICE arrested in this country, including 4,700 murderers. Is that an acceptable level? So does that give you comfort? Should it give our country comfort when somebody from Cato Institute says, well, but they commit fewer? I mean, it's absurd. In Texas, in your great state, Texas alone, from 2011 to 2024, Texas DPS has arrested over 300,000 criminal illegal aliens and charged them with 500,000 criminal offenses, including 950 homicides and over 65,000 assaults. Now, does it give anybody comfort when somebody from Cato says, yeah, but that's per capita fewer crimes than Americans commit? It's absurd, George, because the issue is that all crimes committed by illegal aliens, meaning they shouldn't be here, are preventable. That's what we should be looking at.
That's exactly right. I mean, it is, trying to put a silver lining on this crazy situation is just very, very absurd. Let me ask you this last question before we let you go. Do we see any kind of effort by the Biden administration to address these criminals that continue to plague our communities at this point? I mean, even the terrorists have been released by the George Soros, yep, DAs. It's incredible. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, George, what people keep saying, what's it going to take? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, the answer was, I mean, look at what we already have. We already have 100,000 Americans year over year dying from a drug overdose. 95% of the fentanyl comes from the southwest border. We know it's a leading cause of deaths from 18 to 45-year-olds. We know that criminal illegal aliens, murderers, rapists, pedophiles, aggravated felons, and gang members are coming across our border every single day, killing Americans. Rachel, we just had another one. Again, Ruby, Lakin, Kayla, Molly. It goes on and on and on. And now we know that terrorists are coming to our border. We know the FBI director has been sounding the alarm, although as of late not strong enough still, that terrorists are going to exploit the flow of illegal immigration. DHS own reporting says that. A new IG report just came out that said the vetting is non-existent at our borders, and we're literally letting threats into our country. We just had the arrest of 8 terrorists from Tajikistan. I mean, literally, George, what is it going to take for people to wake up and say that open borders is not the answer? There's no downside to securing our borders, and that illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. We're not anti-immigrant. What we are is we're anti-illegal immigration because it pulls resources off the front lines. We hand operational control to the cartels so they can push the drugs, criminals, and national security threats we just talked about every single day on our border. That's insanity.
You got it, buddy. My friends, we've been speaking with my very good buddy, Mr. Mark Morgan. Mark, thank you very much for taking time to be with us as usual and educating us on what's going on. Keep up the good work, my friends.
You too.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.